Hey, Carolyn, it's Jay with Rascal Flatts.
Well, hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry I'm late.
No worries. I'm here. You're there. It's all working out.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to talk to you. And I was just talking to someone on the phone about this mega ticket. I am so glad you guys are back. We missed you last year.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we kind of purposely laid low a little bit last year, put a new record out and tried to promote that as well as we could and, you know, had a couple hits. So we're ready to hit the road again. We're excited.
Yeah, I'd say a couple of hits. You know, two more number ones to add to your roster.
Yeah, kind of nice for sure. We feel like we got some more hits to get to on this record. So we're excited about the summer and being in front of our fans again. I think that's the, you know, that's the life's blood of what we do.
And as far as the tours go, you sure know how to pick them. What a lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, we sure do. We're going out with Dan and Shay and Carly Pierce, and, you know, we're thrilled to have both of them out. But Dan and Shay are really good friends of ours, and we've been trying to find a way to make that pairing work for a long time. So we're thrilled to have them out. It's, you know, it's a perfect match. There's so much great chemistry there. Shay's written a couple of songs on our past couple of records for us. So it's going to be a fun show.
I mean, from day one, people have compared them to you because of the similarities. But I'm just imagining this tour of yours and you all on stage harmonizing together will be amazing.
Yeah, we're going to find some moments to try to capitalize on that and take advantage of all the great people we have out there that are singers and harmonizers.
And they don't get much hotter than Carly Pierce right now, so.
They do not. No, she's on fire, and we were lucky to get her. So, you know, we had a nice year off playing the major markets, and it's it feels good to have this lineup to go back this year with.
So good. All right, so that's going to be Saturday, June 9th at the Xfinity Center, but it's all part of the Mega Ticket, which goes on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through megaticket.com. But I'm sorry to hear about Gary's bus caught on fire. Everything's okay. Everyone's good, though.
Yeah, everybody's good. Gary came out without a scratch, but, you know, Gary was trying that bus out to see if he wanted to switch, and I told Gary there was no wonder that Darius wanted to get rid of it.
That was Darius Rucker's bus?
Yeah, it was Darius Rucker's.
Get out.
And
oh,
Gary
my God.
Was borrowing it for the weekend because he's been trying to find some different options. I think he's grown a little tired of his bus. So.
Yeah.
He had that out for the weekend, and I don't think it turned out too well for him.
I guess not. Wow. And then I love seeing all the pictures that you post with your little rascals, especially over the holidays. They're so cute.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes when you get a moment to take a deep breath and kind of realize how much you've been blessed, those moments, those quiet times with your babies are some of the most treasured ones that I have because everybody that's ever lived through it and has kids realizes that those times don't last for long, so I try to soak them up as much as I can.
Absolutely. So are you the cool dad in the neighborhood or what, Jay?
You know, I mean, I don't know.
Do your kids think that your job is cool?
My kids don't. They don't think I have a job.
Oh.
I dropped my son off at school, and he said to me, this is a funny story. He said, Dad, when are you going to get a job like these other guys have where you have to wear like
a suit,
nice shirt and a tie? And so he tells everyone that I don't have a job, which I think is hysterical.
Well, right, because you go to work at night and, I mean, weekend. Yeah. So he probably thinks, my dad is loafing around again.
I'm like, Daddy's worked really hard so that I don't have to wear a tie in the morning.
That's a good answer. Well, congratulations on this past year. Amazing success. And the Back to Us tour coming soon. And thanks for taking the time, Jay. I really appreciate it.
Well, I apologize again for being so late. That's totally my bad.
No worries.
I'm really sorry.
It all worked out.
Thank you for your time.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Take care.